B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, it's my brother from another mother. Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Hold on, I recognize this voice. Is this Toes?
Yeah, man.
Hey,
how you doing, brother?
Oh man, hold on. I gotta let everybody know who's on the phone.
Rock and roll, brother.
Rock on, brother. This is none other than Toes Stomp. And you may remember, if you're an old rock and roller, you may remember his dad, Dwayne Stomp, from the band Blacktooth. A lot of time, he had a very tragic end to his life, and, you know, he did a lot of public service announcements about drinking and drugs and all that stuff, but, of course, a legendary guy. And following in his footsteps is one of the coolest dudes I know. It's Toes Stomp. Toes, what's going on?
I'm just holed up here at my semi-converted barn here in Anniston, and you know, I'm fronting Blacktooth now.
Wait a second. Yeah, you had your own band, so are you now, did you reorganize Blacktooth and now you're fronting it like your dad did?
Yeah, and
tell me about,
you know,
this.
Well, there was a lot of talk about it. You know, is it the right thing to do? Because people still love the songs.
Sure they do.
And, you know, I had a hit of my own. And, you know, is there a way that we could bring that together under the Blacktooth banner?
Mm. Can I ask a question? Is anybody in your dad's band that you're now fronting, anybody from the original Blacktooth?
I'm glad you asked me that question.
Right on, brother. You know, we think on the same wavelength, pal. We always have.
Because we're on the rock and roll wavelength, brother.
Damn right.
We're going to make a little bit of news right here on 96 Rock.
Not 96K Rock.
I'm sorry.
Right on. That's all right, Toes.
All right, we're going to make some news right here with the Rock and 96K.
96K Rock. That's all right, Toes. That's okay.
We're going to make some news right here on WXRK. How about
all right,
that?
Let's look. Let's try it. I want you to do this, and we'll replay this so that it can be edited properly. We're going to make some news on 96K Rock. We're going to make some news on K Rock. 96.1 on your FM dial, WRXK FM.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah. I mean, yes, Toes. Come on, man. You know. Come on, roll them.
We are about to make some news right here on number one, 96 Rock.
No. Listen, you got a pen? You got a pen? You can write this down. Because, man, if we can get a little sound from you on this and making this announcement... your Toes.
I think I got a way around it.
96.1. Where we go by 96K Rock. 96K Rock. Go on, brother.
We're about to make some news right here on Florida's best radio.
Right. Okay. Well. You know what? Maybe
96K Rock.
Look, Toes. You know, let's do this one at a time. I'll have our producer edit it properly. Just follow me on this. We're hi. It's Toes Stomp. Just say that.
Uh-huh.
Just say hi. It's Toes Stomp.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. It's Toes.
Hey.
Okay, if you want to say hey, say hey. Say hey, it's Toes Stomp from Blacktooth.
Hey, everybody. I'm Blacktooth from
Toes Stomp from Blacktooth. The band, you're fronting Blacktooth now, your dad's band.
Well, I'm just, okay.
Okay, if you want to say hey, I said hi. Go ahead, say hey.
You know what, buddy? You're turning this into a bit of an ordeal.
No, I would like you to get the radio station right, Toes. You've been on the station before. We've played your dad's records. We even played yours, that minor hit. Now try it again. And then we'll get to what's going on because you're making news right here.
Hey, everybody.
On 96K Rock. Bro, go ahead.
Hey, everybody.
Hold on. I'm talking over you a little bit. Go.
Hey, y'all. We're making news today and making a big announcement right here on Haney and Company on 96 Rock with it's, a K.
It's the it's the Stan and Haney Show. Only Sinbad called it Haney and Company. It's the Stan and Haney Show on 96K Rock.
I could have sworn I'd heard you say that before, Haney and Company.
No, that Sinbad did, but that's not the name of the show. We're in Fort Myers. We're Fort Myers, Naples. Fort Myers, Bonita Beach, Naples. Bonita Beach, Fort Myers, Naples.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Naples, Fort Myers, Bonita Beach.
Okay, all right, close enough. Now, you got some big news to talk about on the Stan and Haney Show at 96K Rock.
And now we got some big news to bring to you in an exclusive fashion right here on the Rock.
96K Rock. No, 90, just say 96K Rock.
96.
K?
K.
Rock.
Rock.
Okay, stop right there. Say it all together.
Hey, it's your main man, Toes Stomp, y'all. And we got some earth-shattering news exclusively on 96
K. Point K 96K Rock.
96 Point K Rock.
Good enough.
Number one.
Right on. Okay, what's the big news, Toes? I asked you if there was any original members in Blacktooth anymore now that you're fronting them.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that question. I retract that statement.
Yeah, I didn't know it would be like this, but you have some big news. Let's leave the station, Stan and Haney, all of it out of it. We can make it our own because you're on the air with us. Just what's the
you
big,
like family, brother.
You Toes like family.
Well, it kind of happened in a roundabout fashion, Stan. I was on a podcast out of England with Lee Kerslake and Bob Daisley.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we were just talking about the old days because they knew my daddy, and we were talking about, you know, the history of rock and roll and all that. And then this English boy who's, I guess, running the iPad for the podcast says, "We got a surprise for you, a voice from your past." And I didn't see this coming, but you'll never guess whose voice I heard on the end of that iPad.
Whose voice did you hear on the end of the pad?
The original organ player for Blacktooth, Mick Pfister from Birmingham, England.
Get the hell out. Mick Pfister?
The Mick Pfister. Him and my daddy come to blows many a time, and I was told that he's poison, and that if I ever see him, I ought to walk the other way.
Yeah, he was cancer in the band. Yeah,
that if I could remember nothing else, that Mick Pfister was a whale's ass and not to be trusted, and that a liar and a thief are one and the same.
Yeah, well, you know that, Toes. So you heard him at the end of the pod pad, and what did you say to him? What did you say to Mick Pfister?
Well, I looked right into that iPad, and I said, "Well, what are you doing here, Mick?" And he said, "Don't you remember when you used to call me Uncle Mick?" And then we got to talking about a lot of people saying, you know, that I'll never be anything like my daddy, and how dare I use the name Blacktooth.
Yeah. I mean, all legitimate, but you are taking it the next step beyond. You did get a lot of flack for all that stuff, following in your father's footsteps. I mean, that band, Blacktooth, in the early 70s, from about 1971 to 1974, was one of the biggest bands in the country.
Yeah, and a lot of people get hung up on the fact that my daddy's last will and testament says that no one, especially my son, should ever be allowed to use the name Black Tooth.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it a couple of times ago that you were on.
And I mean,
how did you get around that, Toes? Because now you're fronting your daddy's band. I don't know of any original members in the band. I thought we had breaking news about it now, but we'll get to that, I guess. How did you get the right to use the name if your daddy, Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth, didn't want you have the name?
Well, there were several wills. One of them said, under no circumstances should my son ever use the name Black Tooth.
Right.
And then there was another one that said, if my idiot son ever gets it in his head to try and use the name Black Tooth, he ought to be committed to an insane asylum.
Ah.
And, you know, they go on and on like that. I don't know how many wills they found, but... Mick Pfister said, you know what, Dwayne, don't you remember when you called me your Uncle Mick? I said, no, my daddy always said if I was going to call you anything, his Uncle Dick.
So how is this resolved? Are you going to record with him?
Well, he said in that English voice of him, always puts me in mind of a pirate, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, mate, boy.
Boy.
Seems to me we both got a problem, and that problem's money. I might ought to be able to help you because I would lend legitimacy to the Black Tooth name.
Yeah, being the only original member, although your daddy hated him.
And so we made an arrangement. Because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Mick Pfister is about 90 years old now. So what the arrangement is that he will be wheeled out for the show with his oxygen tank and whatever else he requires. And there will be absolutely no performance by Mick Pfister. He won't do anything, but he'll be there.
Right, to give your band credibility.
Yeah.
Well, I live in Southwest Florida, sure. Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon. That's
Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
God.
Don't understand you.
I don't understand you. You know what? I keep trying. I keep trying.
I come in here. I am full of love and devotion.
Yeah.
And you are just Mr. Negative.
I am not Mr. Negative. I'm trying to stay positive. You know what? I thought you would have had it out of your system. Evidently not. Do you know that before we went on the air, I had to listen to more about Flores and how he went and spent 16-plus hours in the last 24 digging up more information, and he found a letter from somebody that he had a kinship with that felt the same way he did, and he just kept reading and reading and reading about it. And look, I gave you... After work, I knew after we left yesterday, you ran right home and you dove right into any article and every article that you can find.
It should
be out of your system.
When I came in, you asked me a question.
Yes.
A legitimate question.
It was. And I said, did you get it out of your system?
No.
And you didn't.
No.
Your question was. I said, did you get it out of your system?
Did you or did you not look me in the eye and go, what motivates you?
That was after that. And I said...
And I gave you a direct answer.
And I told you what motivated you. And you said, no, that's not what motivated me.
I told Stan that what motivates me on a daily basis, what gets me out of bed, is our personal friendship.
What a bunch of crapola.
And he claims that what motivates me is Brian Flores being fired.
Right now, you're obsessed with it.
And that's what's motivating me.
I don't want to know about some fan's personal letter that you took a liking to.
Stan, that fan was me. I can't. You know what? I'm not even going to say what it is.
What?
But I think you have to admit, what is today?
Today is Tuesday the 11th.
And who has kept his New Year's resolution?
And you remind me of it.
Yeah, and that's not enough for you.
It is. Look.
Would you rather me say nothing?
What, when you come in?
Yes.
I'd rather you say something. We're in a radio business, and I need you to talk. But when you come in, you can be quiet if you want. I mean, I don't necessarily want something. Why do I know before you walk in the door what you're going to talk about? Because you dove into it.
No, you brought it up.
For 16 hours.
You brought it up, and
you
accused me and said the only thing motivating me was Brian Flores fired as head coach.
Yes, will you lay off it? I don't want to talk about it.
I don't either.
Then drop it.
You're the one that brought it up.
Off the air to see if it was out of your system. Don't give me the evil eye.
You know what?
I'm already exhausted.
Here I was trying to make it a positive.
How are you making it positive?
That the only thing that motivates me right now is our personal friendship.
Will you, and you please twist with it the around, personal friendship?
And you twist it around as to having something to do with football.
Look at this son of a bitch over here loving every second of it because you and I are going at it and done him.
Well, yeah,
him.
As long as the heat's off him.
This is great.
Why don't you shut up?
This is a good start to
you
the
stay
show
out
right
of it.
Here.
You stay
so,
out of it.
I got that recorder. And
oh, I got more info on that, and I got a question.
It requires a memory card that's 128. Junior bought one that's 250. You bought one that's 500.
No.
None of them will work.
I already looked it up. First of all, and we told you about how Haney got a recorder for the show, and Junior didn't want anything to do with it. I went and took the tutorial on it, got it all set up, but we need the SD card. So I bought one for $11, I bought one that had too much memory on it.
Mm-hmm.
I went and ordered one today for the same price. And there's no 128 gigabyte memory card that's required for it. Through the entire owner's manual of the recorder that you got at Christmas time, mm-hmm. there is no mention of the size of the micro SD. None.
And it's very particular yeah,
now,
about that.
Now, and by the way, I went to their website. It's a 32 gig.
Must have went to the wrong website then, dude.
And you couldn't go to a website. You know why? Because, and they do this to you all the time when you buy electronic equipment. It tells you about a required SD card. Doesn't say the size of the SD card. Tells you the type of SD card, but not the amount of space. To find the compatible SD cards for your blankety blank F250, go to www. So I do that. It pops up with every spam, not spam,
pop-ups.
It meaning my antivirus protection won't let you get on it because it's danger. And you go and look online, and it says the United States version of this is no longer available. We will be putting up a new website as soon as we can for users in the United States. So I went, you can buy a package with this thing that has everything with it, including the SD cards. I took a screenshot of the SD card that comes in the entire package, and I ordered it. Not for $59, $11 again.
Yeah, where's my money?
And
where's my money?
Did that come with a cord, a USB cord, Junior? Did that come with a USB cord? Because I don't have that.
No, it didn't.
All right.
I'll just give you the SD card. You do with it whatever you want.
I gave you cash.
You spent it, didn't you?
No, I didn't spend it. I spent it on that.
I'd like to see the receipt on that. I got to take a break.
I don't know, but I figured out what happened.
What?
When I first handed him the recorder.
Yeah.
He was very excited.
I know he was.
And I thought, this is good.
Yeah.
I now know why he was excited. He likes to unbox things so that you'll never get it back in the box again.
Oh, you got that right. The box is all torn and everything. And for some reason,
Now you can't fit the owner's manual back in. And
for some reason, I pulled out all the documents, and I have the owner's manual to a light-up Christmas tree.
What? Why did you give him the owner's manual to a light-up Christmas tree? What are you trying to pull?
Stan and Haney.
He likes it when we yell at each other.
Yep. 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
That about describes it. Stan and Haney. Mike Chinopoulos is going to be joining us in about 1 hour. If you have a legal question for Mike, text it to us. On the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. We'll pose the question to him when he comes on in about an hour, and he'll give you an answer. He's an attorney.
You need to stop it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right this second.
I didn't do one thing wrong, bro.
Of course you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You ever notice? No, this is Psychology 101.
Oh, Mr. Psychology coming in.
When
all right.
You and I were going at it because we were, having an animated discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you brought it up about the recorder. And he immediately got defensive about it, and it, to the effect that it changed his whole mood. If he was confident in his standpoint, he would support it and try to make it right. But because he got so defensive, there's something going on there. I think he took your $59.
You know what? I wonder if
I took his $59 so I could buy that crap.
Wonder if Brian Flores ever reacted like that.
Will you lay off Brian Flores?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm just saying.
let's
If I was the boss, football team, radio or otherwise, yeah. and I'm hearing shenanigans like
yeah,
this,
yeah.
Going, hey, I no matter how talented the guy is, you know, there's lines.
Yeah. I'll turn your mic back on if you're going to be civil.
You'd be a good boy?
Yeah, I could be civil.
No, he's not ready yet. You ready?
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah.
No, that's a condescending attitude. You ready?
I'm sorry, guys.
Still very condescending.
Well, we keep trying to break him of it, but we can't.
No.
Because the world revolves around him.
Yeah.
Yeah, lost cause, right?
What?
I don't know.
Remember? Is that what you come back with?
Grab bag. Wow. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples.
Stan, over the years we've been dealing with Junior, I'm just asking you as a disinterested neutral party.
Extremely disinterested.
Yes. Would you say that I have on many occasions both verbalized and demonstrated that I am fond of him?
Yes, you have.
That I hope that he is successful.
Yes.
I want to give him the tools to
yes.
be successful.
Yep.
I'm just trying to figure out where I've gone wrong.
Well, when people are backed into a corner, they resort back to their own instincts, and that's
rat-like behavior.
Yep, yes, and then he gets defensive about something that he, on the face, says he's very confident about.
Well, he wouldn't throw his hat on the ground.
No, because that means he broke to your will.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to give you what you want.
Again, I'll keep your microphone on if
you can behave. Two words.
Behave. How about them Georgia Bulldogs?
How about them?
And one more play for the Georgia defense.
Georgia. How about them dogs?
On the mountaintop. Demons be gone and the drought is over. National champions at long last.
Darn right they were.
Yeah, well, you know, kudos to Alabama in a rebuilding year.
Yeah, because they're favored to win it next year already. Here's Kirby Smart accepting the national championship trophy last night.
The national championship trophy to Coach Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs.
There's going to be some property torn up in Indianapolis tonight, baby! Paraphrasing the great
There's
going to
be
Munson
some property torn up tonight, baby.
Look at these fans and the people that travel, that came up here with confidence that we were going to take this thing over. I can't tell you how many people reached out to me and believed. And you know who really believed? All these men right here. We told them before the game, we're burning the boats. The only way home is through them. And that's the only way you're getting home, and they did it.
Very violent speech. Tearing things up, burning boats.
Yeah. You'd be hard-pressed to know that that was a football coach.
Yep.
You'd think it was someone that had just cheated death and won the war.
I guess in gridiron terms, he did cheat death. I guess he was, because he coached with Saban, and I guess...
Oh, yeah, for Miami.
Yep, and I guess since being a college head football coach, he was 0-4 against Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just going to say this, and because I love college football.
And you have a very good reason for that.
When Alabama was coming out of the tunnel last night and they had the camera on Nick Saban, And I didn't say it out loud. It was just as I was in my recliner watching the game on the big screen, and he's coming out of the tunnel. I just said in my head, get the camera off him, because this is somebody that I do not like, and I don't think I would get along with him at all.
Oh, no.
It's just, he's somebody that, to me, personally, I can't stand to look at. I can't.
Well, you look at him.
Pompous ass.
You anticipate what would happen if you met him face to face. And the fact of the matter is, yeah, he'd be a dick.
Yes.
And you'd walk away going, God, hope I never cross paths with him again.
Yep. You see, and I don't know as much as he coached, and I don't know that I'd have that feeling about, say, like Bobby Bowden.
Oh,
that's a
no.
Likable, dadgummit, he's a likable guy. Chronic body odor for his entire life, but that few, some people have that. But he, Bobby Bowden, was a likable guy.
Yeah, Bobby Bowden, Ed Orgeron, who just got fired from LSU. I wouldn't mind having a crawfish with him.
Yep. Hmm. Follow me on this, because...
What about a Rick Pitino?
I don't think so.
No.
Another ass.
He'd try to be polite,
yep.
But you'd, yep. He'd look at you as wasting his time.
Yep.
And he'd try to hide it, yep. Which would incense you even more.
You know who I respected as a head football coach? Was at Georgia Southern for a lot of years. Irk Russell.
Oh, legend.
Legend. There's a guy. You know what? That's a great guy.
You know who else?
Who?
Because he was a coach, too. Larry Bird.
Yes! Yep.
I know for a fact.
Yep.
We would have a great time with Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Because the three of us would be at some, you know, like chain restaurant with a bar.
Yeah.
We could sit three side by side, never say a word, and then when it's time to leave... We'd shake hands, and we'd all... Wonderful evening. Thank you.
You know who else I think we would have gotten along with? Former baseball manager Earl Weaver.
Yeah.
I think we would have gotten along with him good.
I don't see a problem with Earl Weaver.
See a big problem with Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Lasorda.
Oh!
We'd be at a chain Italian restaurant.
Yep.
And the whole time, he'd be telling us about how they're doing it wrong.
Yep.
You go, don't get me wrong, it's tasty food. But if you want the real stuff,
yep.
You got to go to New York. Don't you mean Italy, coach? No.
No, New York. Dateline Australia.
And you know what?
What?
One we did was we were like the four amigos. Me, you, Earl, Morrill, and Don Shula.
Oh, yeah. Earl Morrill. Got to know him before he passed.
Love that guy.
Very good man.
Extremely.
Very good, mild-mannered man.
And it was nice because it was the four of us, and then everybody else would come in to kiss the ring.
Yep, that's true. Dateline Australia. A bride-to-be. They're capable of anything. A bride-to-be... did not want her wedding, because she's starting to plan her wedding, did not want her wedding ruined by COVID-19. So she did everything in her power to catch COVID-19 before her wedding. Get it over with.
Are you a bride-to-be? Then don't miss the COVID Bridal and Wedding Expo. Catch all of the current pandemics, flu rona, deltacron, and work with other future brides on new illnesses like flucron. What a great way to get your defenses up so you can enjoy your big day. The COVID Bridal and Wedding Expo, coming soon. No veils required.
Did you see about that old man in India?
Who, Mahatma Gandhi?
No, he's dead, not old.
No.
82-year-old man in India, when he got his first two COVID shots,
yeah,
he says it took away his joint pain.
Ah, yeah.
And so he dummied up and borrowed IDs from friends that were worried
yes.
about the guy. He had
yes.
12 total vaccines,
shots.
Two in one day.
I know.
And said he was hoping he wouldn't get found out because it really helps with his joint
yep,
pain.
I did see that. Told you about capable of anything. What are they thinking? A woman and her boyfriend are arguing in this little eavesdrop clip because he went and spent a lot of hard-earned money buying a dehumidifier for the house. She didn't understand what a dehumidifier was, so on a daily basis, she'd fill up the catch trap with water.
Proper maintenance.
The husband just couldn't understand this.
Of course he couldn't.
Take a listen.
What do you mean you fill it up? You're supposed to be pouring the water out of it.
Really? I thought you filled
Julia!
It up.
Julia!
What?
You have been pouring water in there?
Yeah.
It's a dehumidifier. What do you mean you pour water in?
I thought that's what you do.
It's a dehumidifier. It takes humid out of the air. Bro, you've been pouring water in that?
I take the thing that you take out to bring upstairs and I fill it up.
Julia.
Oh.
Those are the moments that try men's souls. And those are the moments that no one else in the family ever hears about
ever.
When there's a divorce. He's a jerk. That's all we need to know.
Yep.
But he will have gone through, I'd say on average, 15 to 20 of those moments over the course of a marriage
oh, yeah.
before he finally just
yep.
gives up. You did what? You know what they call this, don't you? A dehumidifier.
You and I are both aware of this, and it's of the story. I just want to play the sound effect for you, the sound of it. But a police officer the other day had to pull a pilot out of his small plane that crashed onto some railroad tracks.
Wait a second. Are you saying we can talk plane crashes?
Just this moment. Because I'm not talking about it. It's just the sound.
Oh.
This happened in Los Angeles on Sunday. His small plane crashed on railroad tracks. The officer comes up and rescues the man moments before the train comes.
It's like a silent movie.
It is. But we do have sound. Here it is.
Go, 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 go!
He saved him. How bad of a day can you be having if the plane you're flying crashes, you survive it, only to be hit by a train?
Because that guy, the pilot, was so messed up from the crash,
yeah.
I don't think he knew where he was. And if somebody hadn't grabbed him, he was toast. Can I please talk about plane crashes?
Later on.
Why won't you
later
ever
on.
Let
later
me
on.
Talk about plane crashes?
Later on. Here's... And I want to let Junior know this because he's got a dog.
You had the nerve to bring up a plane crash. And
I
then
just played the sound. Junior has a dog. And you don't think this is possible, but it is. And I am now speaking to all owners of small dogs. because this can happen. It did. Dateline, Missouri.
What? Bird of prey get him?
Yeah. A dog was rescued after being snatched and taken away by an owl. The owl carried the dog in its talons for over a mile and then dropped the dog. Take a listen.
I seen something flew over the top of my car. I didn't know exactly what it was. I made it look big, and it dropped something. And when it dropped something, I stopped my car. And here was this little bitty miniature Dachshund. And I'm glad that I saved her life, though, because she would have never made it. That owl probably would have came back and finished her off.
Even our pets have guardian angels, because there's no other way to explain how Fiona is safe and sound and back in our arms.
Well, Fiona.
Well, see, we think of them as dogs, and we bred them to be that way, mm-hmm. tiny and harmless. If you are a bird of prey and you're scanning miles and miles of territory, that little dog looks like a much easier meal than like a baby goat or a sheep or something like that. It's like, yeah, that's right in my range.
Yep.
I could probably do that. Let's see what's going on.
For a mile. Carried it.
Well, they do that. And, you know, when they're carrying something, you know, they get a crick in a joint or something.
Yeah.
They're going to drop it. We've talked about it at the radio station here where somebody got hit in the head with a mullet.
It's true. Bird dropped it. Since the passing of Bob Saget, he was doing a lot of stuff. He was on tour when
he was all excited. It was like a career renaissance for him.
When he passed away in Orlando over the weekend. Here is Bob Saget on a podcast from just last week. Joking, oh, God forbid I die of COVID.
It is not good. It does not feel good. I had it. I don't know if I had Delta or I might have had a combo. Maybe at one point they were working together. I don't know. Oh, I think Delta at one point Omicron was opening for Delta, but then Omicron got so big, Delta's opening now. I'm going to entertain that audience to the best of my ability for what's there, for whatever's there. So if it's half full, I go, wow, that's disappointing. And then all of a sudden 200 more people show up. Because they decide at the last minute, what the hell? When are we going to see Bob? You know, he might die from COVID. Let's go see him.
You know? I understand he was triple vax.
Here's what they think. And again, until you get the final report, you don't know. Possibly in his sleep, stroke or heart attack. While he was sleeping. That's their best guesstimate now. Stroke or a heart attack. Because they said his hand was over his chest.
Left hand.
Left hand. Was he a southpaw?
I don't know that, but I know...
Or sleeping, did he have a... you ever get one of them dead arms on the right side? Because you lay on it, then you got the only thing you got is your left hand.
And that's terrifying.
It is! We're going to take a break.
He had a nice room, though.
Yeah, he was at the Ritz, Waldorf.
I mean, God forbid that I'm saying that's a, horrible when somebody passes. But if it's going to happen.
Nice room. Great accommodations. That's top flight over there.
And they were courteous enough that they didn't know anything had happened until 4. Because checkout is at 11.
Right. They were going to give him a late checkout.
And they didn't bust the door open until 4. Now, I wonder how much of that was policy and how much of that was because it's Bob Saget.
I think a little bit of both. Let's cut him some slack. We'll mark it down as a late checkout.
Because I would think if you're Bob Saget, you could probably stay until 2 before they even say
anything.
That's
what I would think. Can we help you with your luggage?
Yeah, something like that where they're not going to be overt about it.
Can we send the bellman up?
Do you need assistance?
Yep. Will we be staying an extra night?
Oh, I love that. And if you go, you know, I believe we will. Can you arrange that? My pleasure, sir.
Yes. Open phones when we come back. If I get a prize sheet, because I got a hand ringer over there. Oh, I do have one. Sorry.
Well, it doesn't change the fact that you got a hand ringer over there.
I got a hand ringer over there, but I do have one. We've been doing this for a little less than a week now. Brought it back. It's been successful so far because we love to talk to you, the Stan and Haney listener. You're going to talk directly to us, Stan and Haney?
And this will go on until inevitably, like it did before, something will happen and you'll go, no more!
No more. But right now
we're
good.
You've lost that privilege.
Yep. 277-9600. We'll take your phone calls. We've got some prizes to sprinkle around. If you contribute to the show, there were a couple yesterday. What's going on? Nothing. Okay, moving on. If you contribute to the show, you may have a question for us. You may have an observation. You may have a memory. You may have a thought. Talk to us. You could get a prize. I'll go over them. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos later on in the 3 o'clock hour, but it's open phones next. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. Yet so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio for open phones where we get a chance to talk to you. 277-9600. If you get a busy signal, don't worry about it. As soon as we finish with a caller, it opens up another line. So keep trying. A sprinkling of prizes. I've got pewter mug. I've got
Everblades
tickets.
Not like a hose or a fire hydrant.
No, a sprinkling. I've got Food Truck Wars. That's going to be coming to the German-American Social Club in Cape Coral February 5th. Got a pair of tickets for that. We've got, this is pretty cool. The Gulf Coast Symphony Led Zeppelin Tribute coming to the Barbara B. Mann.
Hmm.
Get you on a guest list.
Dun, 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 dun.
Correct. We got Metro Diner, where the locals eat. We have $25 to Alligator Bay Rum Distillery located in Punta Gorda. You like the shaved ice? We've got Vampire Penguin, Vanderbilt, and Coconut Point. Let's tell us what's on your mind. Contribute to the show. You could get a prize. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos in about a half hour. Haney, what do you got for us? Some people have been holding for a while. We appreciate that. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John from Cape Coral.
Hey, John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy day. So this is what grinds my gears. Stan, you live in, you're living in North Fort Myers now, correct?
I do live in North Fort Myers.
Well, you were neighbors. I'm in Cape Coral. And so you know when you get your refill cup at Dunkin' Donut, or we'll just say the D coffee store?
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you buy the cup, you're supposed to buy it so you can get refill prices. Well,
yeah.
Evidently, they stopped doing that now.
COVID, because COVID.
No, for COVID, they used to give you a plastic cup, but now they're charging you full price for...
I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it, but...
What are you going to do about it, Stan?
You know what? I'm not going to do anything because I brew mine at home. 277.
Do you?
I do.
Is that because you live in North Fort Myers now?
Yes, and I can't get to a Starbucks.
So it's not that you want to.
Let me tell you something.
You trade it off.
When I lived on the...
lot of convenience where you were.
Yes. When I lived on the desirable Daniels Corridor, no matter which direction I went, I'd run into a Starbucks. And I have my Starbucks preferred customer card, and I'd get free drinks and discounts on ground coffee and all that kind of stuff.
Because I know even when we were in Vegas, you had to start your day with Starbucks.
And where I live now, there's
nothing there.
And so Starbucks now sends me notices in the email. You know, your 3 million points that you've accumulated over the last 5-6 years, we're starting to take them away now because you're not using the card anymore.
They know what they're doing.
You darn right they do. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Alan.
Alan, speak up for us, buddy, so everybody can hear you.
Okay, my name's Alan.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You want me to tell you something, right?
No, not really. Not really. Moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that was... That could have gone either way.
It could have.
And remember, we're hitting for average.
And I had him as loud as I could make him and could barely hear him.
When someone introduces themselves and said, "So, you want me to tell you something?"
No, I think it's best not.
Now, you keep that, don't unburden yourself on me.
Yeah, I don't want to have to testify in court. 277-9600.
At all costs.
At all costs. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. This is Andy in Punta Gorda.
Hey, Andy. Welcome to the show. Welcome, Punta Gorda. We got a lot of fans up there, a lot of listeners. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I've won a lot of prizes over the years with you guys.
You sure have.
And I never took them.
Why? Why didn't you?
Well, because I live out in the boonies.
Drive.
Yeah.
Well, for about the last year now, they've been mailing them out.
Oh, cool.
Did you know that?
Yeah, did you know?
No, it's been about 3 months now, I think, or more, that I went down there and picked up a T-shirt. Finally got something.
Three months ago, nobody's picking up prizes. Maybe a year?
I know the COVID thing was, the girl had a mask and, you know, just handed it to me out the door.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, that area, I didn't realize how far that is. I mean, I used to go from the East Coast, I used to go over there hunting. There was nothing there, you know, where you guys are now.
Oh, there was absolutely nothing here.
Yeah.
When Haney and I first started working here,
This building was it,
and there was nothing but woods. There was the bowling alley in Bonita, and between Naples and here, that's all that was there. It was woods.
Well, the bowling alley and the ship.
Right.
Yeah. When did you guys exactly start? Because I moved here in
88. I found you sometime after that. I started in 91, and Haney started in 93. Mark Haney, now beginning his 29th year at 96K Rock.
Cool. Well,
all right, I'm going to tell you right now. You sound like a good guy. You're up in Punta Gorda. You've never picked up a prize except for a T-shirt. Would you like a prize? And then they'll mail it to you. And then there's a few here that you're put on a guest list so that you don't have to come here. You just go to wherever it's at.
The only thing I can think of is, one of the good restaurants down there.
But you're going to have to drive down here to go to the restaurant.
Yeah, you realize that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And what restaurant might that be?
I'm not familiar with any of them. I hear a lot about the ones you give out.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
Pewter mug or something like that.
There you go. I'm going to give you a pewter mug. Now, you're in Punta Gorda. Do you know that's all the way down in North Naples?
Yeah.
That's cool?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I'll give you a pewter mug. Hold on.
He'll make, that's big plans for a big night out.
Evidently. Because that is a drive.
Yes, it is.
But people come from all around to go to the pewter mug.
Let's keep it our little secret.
Yep. For the last 60 years. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, my name's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Can I get age, height, and weight?
Do you need it?
No. No, I don't know. It sounded like a very formal call, and we're loose as a goose over here.
I'm in North Fort Myers.
All right, we're
neighbors. That Stan's hometown.
My hometown.
Yeah, actually, did you see on the news the house that had burned down?
What house burned down? Not mine.
Nope, it happened Sunday, January 2nd.
Yes, I did see that.
That was my neighbor.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they evacuated my house and everything. You know, me and my son, we were pretty scared, but...
Did your house get any damage?
It was like there was a bubble around my house. Not even one piece of debris even landed on my roof, but it's all over the yard.
That is amazing. That
Isn't it?
We had a fire here at the radio station about 25, 26 years ago. Burned everything around it and didn't touch the radio station.
Well, that's because the fire department
built a trench.
Yep.
But that's, yeah. Man, where were you? Did you see the fire happening?
Oh, yeah. I woke up, because I work every Sunday, I woke up for work that morning. It was about 6:15. I heard, like, these little pops happening outside of my front door, and after I heard a big, loud one, it sounded like a gunfire to me. So I was like, okay, what's going on out here? And I open my front door, and I step out, and all I see is flames to my left, which is where the neighbor's house was. It was probably about, you know, the news says it was, like, 6 to 8 feet. I'd say it was like over 10 feet over that house.
Wow.
Because it was past the power line.
Now, when you looked out there, was the fire department already there? Or?
Oh, no. Nope. It was, I was.
And you, as a good Samaritan, did what?
Dialed 911.
Atta girl.
And I heard someone across the street from me. They were already on the phone with them. You couldn't even get through to emergency because so many people were calling about the fire at the time. That they let your call just go, and they called you back saying, hey, are you calling about the fire?
Yeah, but I mean, it's one thing to see something going on, and there's already somebody responding to it. When you're standing there and you see a fire like that, and you don't see any response, it's like, yeah, I mean, maybe other people are calling, but you always have to take that chance, because what if you're the only one?
I just bought this house back mid-October. I'm 27, and I'm a single mom.
Wow.
And I just bought my first house, and I thought I was going to watch it burn down that damn day.
Single mom?
Yep.
Were you married to the man and divorced?
No, never married. Thank God.
All right. And so this guy was not right, was he?
No, he wasn't. And he still isn't, and he shows everybody that every time he doesn't see his son.
And you know what? Kudos to you. That is hard work
for
a single mom to obtain a house like that.
Yep, good for you.
I work for Lee County. I'm a wastewater operator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's part of my utilities. I got a separate one for wastewater, and I got a separate one for incoming water. You do something about my bill?
No, I can't. I wish I could do something about mine.
Can I get you something?
You know, I've heard a lot about the pewter mug.
Yeah, that's down in North Naples. You're up in North Fort Myers.
It'll give me a reason to take my son to the zoo.
There you go. You heard about that tiger, didn't you?
I did, and it's absolutely horrible. They should not have killed that damn tiger.
I totally agree with you.
They shouldn't have had to kill that tiger because
they should have shot the guy.
Yeah, the position they were put in, they had to.
Well, they could have used a taser. Why wouldn't a taser have worked?
Or wound it.
Right.
But you know what? Panic situation, shoot to kill. Hold on a second. Your first name is Victoria?
Melissa.
Close enough.
Hold on, Melissa. Hold on. Sorry.
Spunky gal.
Yeah, she is. 277-9600. See, there, and I'll just give you an example. She had something to say, and she was spunky, she was upbeat. And then she reveals a little bit of herself, and that gives us a new avenue to go down.
Mm-hmm.
That's called contributing. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, hey, this is Keith.
Hey, Keith, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Right on.
I just wanted to mention about, you know, this viral thing with Betty White on the 17th, you know, with the Humane Society and whatnot.
All right, her birthday's coming up, and what are they doing? Do they want something to go viral about the Humane Society?
Yeah, I've seen it all over the place.
She loved her pets.
They want people to donate $5.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's what I think. But the reason I'm calling is about 2 weeks ago, I went to the Humane Society, first time ever.
Uh-huh.
I went there with my mom.
Yeah.
And she has dementia, but her husband has really bad dementia.
And so you brought them both down to the Humane Society?
Absolutely. Right across the street from Flea Masters.
That's and, work.
Yeah, well, I had a meeting with their PCP prior.
Okay, gotcha. So. And you figured why not stop by there?
Absolutely.
Let them see animals. Everybody loves to see animals.
And we did not adopt the dog. The dog adopted us. As cheesy as that sounds.
No, it does not. It happens.
And we got her. We named her Bella. And she has just fit right into the family. And the best thing is, my stepfather's dementia at night gets violent. Sundowners.
Yeah.
And that's gone. It's gone.
Wow.
Because the dog. Because the dog wants petted.
That
the dog wants a treat.
Phenomenal. That is phenomenal. And I urge everybody, I mean, there are so many pets out there. Humane Society. Adopt a pet anywhere that you don't have to go and like purchase some kind of pure breed dog. If you can go and adopt one, and you're right, you'll go in there and you'll find the one that's perfect for you. It adopts you.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it and continue to do a great job this year.
Thank you, Pally. Nice call.
Yeah, my aunt in her final days. She never had a dog her entire life, even when her kids were growing up, because she worked so hard. I mean, she was always
working. Didn't have time for a pet.
And when she came down with the memory issues, when that started to manifest itself, my mom went and got her this cute little dog. And you would have thought that she'd been around dogs her whole life. Everything became about that
dog. There's a prime example of an emotional support animal.
Mm-hmm. She was much calmer when the dog was nearby.
And I took several pictures. We should post them. I told you, I counted hundreds of dogs on the strip and in the casinos in Las Vegas, crapping at the Venetian.
That's insane.
But traveling through the airport, I've got, I think, three or four pictures where I said, this is absolutely, at a dinner table, the dog up on the table, a dog sitting in a chair, and I'm sneezing like an idiot. Leave your dogs at home. There's no need to bring them to a restaurant. But somebody like that, that it eases their dementia or calms them down. That's called an emotional support dog. Not somebody standing in line at the coffee shop at the airport in a baby carrier and you got a dog in there. Sorry.
Yeah. When you're talking about an animal that actually changes a person's demeanor.
That's a whole different thing. Whole different ball of wax. Let me see. You know what? Let me see if I can bring a couple of these up for you. Hold on. I just want to show you what I came across.
When did they start allowing that?
I don't know. And I don't know that they do allow it, except in the lib ones where everything goes. Let me see if I can just let me find one for you. And then we got to take. Oh, here is. Here's this woman. This is at Starbucks at the casino. And she is holding her dog, waiting in line to get a coffee. And I see this.
The dog can't enjoy that.
No, the dog does not enjoy that. I'm in a restaurant and I see this. The dog right at the table. And I got more. I got more.
So you don't know if that's like policy or if people just don't care.
People
what the
don't
policy
care
is.
when you go and see fat old woman with a piece of tissue paper picking up a dog crap at the Venetian. We got to take a break.
The Venetian,
one of the highest class hotels there, and you got them crapping.
Yep.
But I got to wear a mask.
The Venetian, that was a man's dream. He wanted it to be the best attention to detail.
Yep.
And look what's happened. Now there are little dogs all over the place crapping on his dream.
Crapping and peeing. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. If you have a question for Mike, text it to us on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We're the 11th pick in the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins select.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. About a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. An hour from now, we'll play Stan's Name That Movie. We're going to take another big movie, the stars that were in that film and other movies they did. I'll tell you right now, it was the 1989 Batman movie.
Well, which one was that?
That's with Jack Nicholson. That was the first
Keaton Batman. Then?
Keaton, yeah, yeah. We're gonna add a lot of all-star cast, and then we're going to go and look at other movies that the characters and the actors in that movie played. Your job would be to name the movie that I'm featuring. We'll have five of them. 239-277-9600 for Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. We ask that you text your question into us on the Absolute Law text line. Apparently, we're waiting for Mike to connect with us. And I got another little, and I don't know if it was an animal lover or an animal hater, but I am going to ask whoever texted to us the picture of the guy's eaten arm from the tiger, the police photo, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it. So don't do that. I don't, you know, and I'm thinking mainly of Maria. she doesn't need to see that.
Well, boy, you and her went at it yesterday.
Yeah, well, I got something else to tell you about her. I'll save it for later. We got Mike Chiannopoulos.
Are we ever going to talk about plane crashes?
Soon.
Okay.
There he is, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. How are you, Storm?
Good afternoon. I'm in the Gulf of Mexico right now, somewhere.
All right.
Are you in the Gulf of Mexico, like underwater?
Or are you floating on it?
I'm floating on a Grady White. Somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico.
Because we can't tell the way the phone is going.
Yeah,
because
it's 1 second it's clear, and next second it's not.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Get yourself a little bit. Get yourself comfortable.
All right. Here we go. All right, let me put the beer down. Nothing good ever follows the statement, hold my beer and watch this. Nothing good ever follows the statement.
No, it doesn't. So we got to establish you're floating on the Gulf.
I am indeed, yes.
All right.
How many miles out are you?
In a beautiful day it is. I don't know, about five or so.
See, it goes in and it goes out.
I bet
out.
It's with the waves.
Yeah, it's got to be the waves.
Yeah.
It's got to be the waves. Are you ready? We're going to try to get a few of these in here. Hopefully we'll keep the signal with you.
All right. I'm ready.
What is going on? There's a lot of background noise too, Mike.
We'll see if I can fix that. Go ahead and read me the question. I'll see if I can fix it.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Because he can hear us fine.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and forth. We got some emails. We've got some texts.
There we go. Now I should be good.
Oh, perfect. Much, much better.
I switched to a headset.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'll take these back and forth emails and texts on the Absolute Law text line. This first one comes to us. It's from a woman. Her name is Sally. And she writes, for you, Mike Chinopoulos. Good afternoon, Mike. My husband and I had purchased a custom-made table online from a company located in Arizona in July of 2021 for $500, including delivery. At the time, the scheduled delivery was late. They said it wouldn't arrive until August or early September of 2021. Long story short, we never received the table, and communication was minimal at best, even with attempts made on my part. This past Sunday, I received an email from the company saying that they're filing for bankruptcy, and they do not want to see my order sit in their warehouse, so they said, we'd be glad to send it to you for an additional $750. They said that they can't ship it because they cannot afford to do it otherwise because they're in bankruptcy. They said, otherwise, we will try to refund your money. I replied that we are not sending extra funds and to refund my money. There was no official letter from a lawyer or the court, just an email from the company that they were going bankrupt. So I am not sure if they really did file for bankruptcy. Mike, is there a way for me to check to see if they really did file? And if they did, what are the chances that I ever receive my money back from the table? Signed, Sally.
Well, Sally, good news and bad news. Yes, there's a way to check. So every state in the United States has three federal districts in it. So here in Florida, it's the northern, middle, and southern districts, but all the states are divided up by three. So whatever state that business is from, where it's...
Arizona.
All right, so find out what district that's in. It's easy. Just you can Google it, all right? And then that's where bankruptcy would be filed. So there's a system called PACER, P-A-C-E-R. You can Google that. I don't know. It costs you a $3 to $5 fee or something. It's the federal system. And you're paying the federal government to access, and then you just go in and search and see if they've filed bankruptcy or not. It's a matter of public record. If they have, then there's something really wrong because the bankruptcy trustee should be in charge of all monies coming in. So there's something, somebody's not telling you the truth. And their last question was, what's the likelihood of you getting your money back if they did file bankruptcy? You'll get something back. It won't be 100%, but you're likely to get something.
Here's the thing that I saw in the letter that seemed interesting is that they claim in her email that she wrote us, they have the table. It's there in their warehouse. They just can't afford to send me a $750, which is more than she paid for the table.
I'm sure the court would not look upon that fondly.
Well, that's right. And that's why I said, you know, if they really did file bankruptcy, then it should have been a trustee. It seems to me that it might be somebody trying to collect money without the trustee knowing about it. If they filed bankruptcy and if that's what's going on, it just seems like that's something you might want to check into.
So she checks into it and finds one way or the other. Is there any legal?
Well, yeah, I mean, legally, if they really haven't filed bankruptcy and they're just trying to, isn't that a crime to misrepresent that?
I don't know that it's a crime. It's not like something you can go to jail for. It certainly violates even the most draconian sense of business ethics.
Okay. Absolute Law
text. What does that mean right there?
Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. I guess this is a hypothetical with a guy that could be in this position. Mike, I was wondering, if I am a convicted felon and I am held at gunpoint, would it be, would I be charged with possessing a firearm if I disarmed them and held them there until the police arrived?
That sounds like a law school or a bar exam question.
Maybe
man.
It is.
That's hilarious. I don't know. Let me think about that. Yes, you are a former convicted felon. Yes, you would be in possession of a firearm. Under the circumstances, I mean, yeah, I think that's one of those things where you say, yes, I'm guilty, but here's why. And I think you're probably saving your own life under those circumstances. You would not likely be prosecuted.
How much latitude do you think a judge has in that particular situation?
I think there's a lot of latitude in the state's attorney or the U.S. attorney's office, whoever the prosecutorial office is. It's really more in their discretion.
Okay. Email for Mike Chinopoulos. Headline, Attention Storm Chinopoulos. Mike, we currently have a COVID-positive employee that was mandated to return to work and is still testing positive. Can my employer force me to personally interact with this employee? Can my employer tell me that I am not allowed to wear a mask? I don't want to lose my job, and I am terrified after losing my healthy father to COVID. Thank you for all you do. Happy New Year, Storm, Stan Hanian Jr.
Wow. Man, that's like that's a whole spool of fishing line all wrapped up in there. I would say I would have some grave concerns about an employer who said you cannot wear a mask. Yeah, that would cause me some significant concern. Listen, give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE and just make a phone appointment to speak to me. It'll be free. There's some things I want to ask you about off the air that will make a difference. But
yeah,
that doesn't sound right.
This seems just like the exact opposite of everything. A COVID-positive employee quarantines but comes back to work and still has symptoms, and I guess the business is a no-mask business. All right.
Wow. Well, we'll see. Let's have him call me. There's a lot of questions that your audience probably doesn't want to hear me ask.
Right.
He probably doesn't want to answer in front of the audience.
All right. This one, and bear with me on this one, Mike, and I'm going to try to edit, but it's on the Absolute Law text line. Here's what it says. Question for Mike. I am trying to buy a building, Mike. The building owner had me sign a, quote, amendment to commercial contract, end quote, with a closing date on the form to extend to the first of the month. We signed and sent it to him 4 days ago. He sent the same amendment form today and asked me to sign and send it back. The new form has the words later of and or 5 days after seller has completed removal of the existing tenants. My question is he trying to pull a fast one? I am reading this right. Am I reading this right and thinking by him saying in the way that he gives him no closing date? Why would he put these words? And what should I change? And what should I do? Thank you, first-time purchaser.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody is trying to. I'll give you the legal. You ready for this term of art, Haney?
Go ahead, Mike.
He's trying to bamboozle her.
Mm.
Bamboozle is the term of legal art for the day. Yeah, no, that's crap. I mean, listen. Yeah, there is no closing date. You are reading that correctly. If it says 30 days or by the first or whatever, and or, you know, us getting rid of the tenants, it sounds like they're having a problem to get rid of the tenants and they're trying to make it your problem without losing you as a buyer. So if I were you, I would not be inclined to sign anything else. You have a fully executed one signed by both parties. So I would just hang on to that one and see how this plays out and get some legal advice. You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, or you can stand anywhere in Fort Myers and throw a rock and you'll likely hit a lawyer.
Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Good afternoon, Mike. I purchased a house with a friend, and they put up.
First of all, that sounds like a great idea.
That's why I had to stop.
Yeah.
It was like, uh-oh. Good afternoon, Mike. I purchased a house with a friend, and they put up most of the money for the house. I will be moving out of the state. How can I get my name off the deed without ruining each other's credit? And we are not married.
All right. Well, I'll leave the obvious statement alone. The problem that you're going to have is whoever's keeping the house is going to have to qualify for the mortgage on their own income. So when you got the mortgage, you likely both applied at both incomes, so you're both on the mortgage. The only way to get off the hook is to have the other person refinance the house into their own name alone. If they don't have the credit score or they don't have the income to debt ratio, then you're just stuck on that note. And essentially, you know, you're the insurance company that they're going to pay the bank.
Well, hopefully, they didn't say how long they've had it, but hopefully there's some equity involved.
Yeah, and the other thing you can do, and I'm glad you said that, Haney, in today's market, you know, I rarely think of equity anymore. But if it's worth it, you could file a lawsuit called a partition where you're saying to the court, hey, make the other person buy me out, or order the house sold and the net proceeds split or whatever is fair and equitable. So you could do that too, but it's usually not worth spending the money and effort on a lawsuit unless there's big equity.
Okay. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. This gentleman's name is Dean. He's from Naples. And he says, Mike, do I need to file my will with the state or the county?
Well, Dean, I would say no. You never file your will. Why would you ever file your will? That's always a bad idea. It's going to ultimately become public record, so you want to make sure that somebody has an original. I keep several originals, like keep one in a safety deposit box, one in a safe in your home, one to your spouse if you have one, or your kid or whoever. All the exact same, all signed originally, not photocopies, because that's what it's going to take. But in the event that you change your will, you don't want to have stuff on file to be changing. Also, when you file your will, you're telling everybody publicly who has access to the internet all over the world, hey, look at everything I have. Bad idea.
Okay. We got time for one more. I'll go to the I'll take this one. This one might require a little bit of an explanation on your part. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, and this is what they write. Short version, Mike. My husband and I were separated 19 years ago. He got into drugs and I did not get the child support I was awarded. I did for a short time, but then it stopped. Recently, we were divorced and I was going after the child support, and he was able to prove that he had paid to an account with DOR. DOR has given me endless runarounds trying to even get to that account. I've proven who I am. I have shown I have an account prior to, and they keep stonewalling me. Is there something I can do about this?
Wow. Yeah, and let me tell you, that's not the first time that's happened. I actually had a case in which my client was the husband, and some lump sum money came in that he had coming in from a business deal, and the judge ordered him to pay $11,000 directly to the wife, which he agreed he owed. So it comes in and he pays it. Well, pretty soon I get this nasty gram and a motion for contempt and all this stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? He sends me the receipt. Well, guess what? DOR at the SDU, the State Disbursement Unit, applied it to the wrong account. Your case number on it. Well, he had the correct case number written on the check. They applied it to the wrong case number. Well, that particular parent was owed like $20,000 in back child support. So when that $11,000 crossed minus the $5.25 fee and hit that person's account, guess what? They said, man, I just got some back child support. That money's gone. And so I'm looking at DOR going, I don't care that you gave somebody else this woman's money. He paid this woman, so you have to make this right. And it was crazy. So yeah, I know how to do that. Give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE.
They don't like that.
No, they don't. No, and I'm looking at that. They have been separated for 19 years, and just within the last year got their divorce finally.
Yeah, and you know that happens more than you think. I mean, people kind of go their own ways, and they got kids, and everybody's trying to make it.
maybe somebody there miles apart.
Life goes on.
Life goes on. The road goes on forever.
And they still have the money. You know, those darn lawyers are expensive. You know why divorce is so expensive, don't you, Haney?
Here he goes.
Yes, but I'm not allowed to say those words.
It's worth it.
Mike, 24/7, we're talking to you on the boat. People can get a hold of you when they need you. You're always going to be the person talking to them.
24/7, 239 Ask Mike. Press 6 if it's outside of normal business hours. I answer 24/7, even when I'm on the boat. Guys, thanks so much. Great to be back in the new year.
Great to be back. You want to do your sign off?
This has been Storm Chinopoulos on 96.1 K Rock.
There he goes. We're going to take a break.
Mike Chinopoulos from land, on shore, in the air.
Yep. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Now, that was questionable yesterday. The old bathrooms were shut down for about 5 hours yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
Neither do I. And we know from experience.
As long as they maintain the integrity of the seal, we're safe.
Everything should be fine. I got to say this. You brought up Maria because she and I got into a little discussion about her driving. Not surprising.
Well, it just seemed odd to bystanders because to outside appearances, it appeared that you went after her for no real reason.
She came into the parking lot on Stan and Haney Boulevard a little hot. Could have hit me. And then she parked crooked.
She did.
You saw it.
And she didn't want to admit it.
No, but she did.
You can't. It's already done because you start calling her on it. She starts denying it. And I look over there and, it's all cockeyed.
But she, again, is shouting directives at us. And I took it one step further. She came to us and said, we're posting on Facebook the 10-year challenge. You want to do the 10-year challenge? I said, no. A junior. And this is strictly because of sheer embarrassment, told her under no certain circumstances does he give permission for her to post a picture of him from 10 years ago because he's almost recognizable. He's good looking. He's skinny. He's full of life compared to now where he's moon faced.
Yeah. You look at those old pictures of Junior, and you go, wow, such potential.
Such potential.
Yeah, I know. There was so much life, as
but
you said.
But I was sitting in the office, and I said, screw that. I said, Maria, I'm doing the 25-year challenge. And I gave her a picture of me from 1997, when we first started in the afternoons, and today. And don't feel bad, Junior. Huge difference. And let me explain something, because a few years ago they did the 10-year challenge on Facebook a few years ago.
Seems like they do it every year.
40 to 50.
I thought we generally didn't participate in clickbait.
Nick, that's what it is, clickbait, but they force it down our throats. 40 to 50, I notice I can put up a picture when I was 40 and a picture when I was 50. Really not that much difference in Stan. Hey, but you know what? That's the same guy. Looks the same. You go 10-year Facebook challenge with me, because I'll be 60 this year, 50 to 60, like down a cliff. That's an old guy.
When do you think it happened to me?
You were in your 30s.
And now but now I look the same.
And this is why I almost want.
But I look the same now.
No.
Because you said it happened in my 30s.
Well, you started to look old.
You said you fell off a cliff between 50 and 60.
Yes.
You say I fell off a cliff in my 30s.
Yeah. Well, you look a lot different. You had that upside down Batman mustache. You had very long, thin hair. It was thin, flyaway hair. Now you keep it, for the most part, when, you know, the holidays are around, closely cropped.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a growth of beard on you. And so to put the two pictures together, you don't look alike, but you look like you could be 50 in either one.
So I think I win.
I think you do win. I think you do. But I gave her the 25-year challenge. You got the guts.
You know, you got to pay the price, Dan, because you were the most beautiful baby.
I was. My first grade teacher, Miss Cupsaw, told my mom he'll get by on his looks alone.
And how prophetic was that?
Yeah. And I'm a firm believer. Everybody has a time in their life where they look good. You see an elderly man.
It still hasn't happened for me yet.
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. But you see an elderly man and you go, that is just, what a good looking elderly man that is. And then you look at pictures of him like from the Korean War and he's, oh my God, he really aged well. There's some people, you know, before they hit puberty. That's
Well, it's just a matter of when the skin hangs at the right tension, I think.
Right. Who's that a picture of?
That's me 10 years ago.
That is not.
That's me 10 years ago. Now look at me.
And you know what?
Why do you think I don't want to participate in this stupid challenge?
Something's seriously wrong with you. I think something's metabolically wrong.
Metabolically. Yeah.
You know, people's looks change over time, but their heads don't change shape.
Yeah, your head has changed shape.
I know. It's very moony now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a handsome fella.
You do not look at that. Like the same person.
Look at that, and he's got a pronounced jaw.
Yep. You know, you see a picture of me from 25 years ago. I look a lot different, but you know it's me.
Yeah, I have an actual shape to my head.
You have changed physical shape.
I would not know that's him.
No, I didn't know who that was.
Oh, to go back in time and warn that little fella.
But you saw the beginnings of the doc.
it was starting around that time, yeah.
Okay.
And then
so
came
did
the
you
denial.
Know as it was happening to you?
No, I didn't know until someone pointed it out to me, and then I looked in the mirror, and I was like, Jesus.
Junior, I'll be completely honest with you. I would not, and I did not know that was you.
That looks nothing like you.
Yeah, nothing at all. Yeah. I urge you to post that.
No.
I'm not saying that.
It won't help or hurt you, because half the people won't think that's you.
Right.
And
the other half that don't know who that is, first look at me as I said, who's that meth addict?
He was a little bastard.
Let's do some trial.
He really was.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't burn your confidence with some of the stories I've heard, but I thought you were a good boy growing up.
No.
And you told me some of the things you've done.
Oh, no, I was a little a-hole.
Still are. Just in a different way. It's true. I'd give that to Mario.
You know, he's told me things that he's done to people that tried to be nice to him.
Yeah, well, look what he's done to you. Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. We got a few things on the board. We'll start in Cape Coral. Got a crash, Veterans Parkway and Southwest Pine Island Road. Then Fort Myers, crash, Metro Parkway and Daniels Parkway. And one more for you, hopefully in the clearing stages by now. A crash, Fort Myers, Summerlin Road and Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We've been robbed again, Stan.
Doesn't surprise me.
Want you to look over your shoulder.
Yeah.
You see that picture of a plate of food there?
Yeah, sure do. It looks good.
What is that?
That is a sandwich, a bun with some peppers and onions.
And what did we call it?
That was the, what was it?
The Diablo sandwich.
Oh, that's right, the Diablo sandwich.
Arby's has a new menu item.
The Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Although I think the Diablo was an established sandwich before we came up with it.
Yeah.
Why don't you, I didn't ask you to chime
in. That's true, man.
I didn't ask you. Sorry.
That may be true,
yeah,
but we certainly repopularized it. You know, you mentioned living in North Fort Myers.
Yeah.
You don't have the amenities that you had living in town.
Nope, it's different.
And so they don't have coffee in North Fort Myers. Well, you have to make your own.
That's what I do, because there isn't a Starbucks anywhere near me within 25 miles. Unless I go into the Target.
We have some coffee news for you.
Okay.
And I know you won't lower yourself to that.
No. I won't.
Do you know anyone that drives a Tesla?
I do not. And my wife and I were discussing this the other day. One passed us. And I said, do you know that I've never even gone for a ride in a Tesla? And I've seen a few around. But I don't know anyone who owns a Tesla. And if you do know me, I'd like to go for a ride in it.
I don't know how they work. Okay, I know they're electric.
Either. Yeah.
But evidently, they have the self-driving option.
Yes.
And they just raised the price of that from $10,000 to $12,000, I think, annually, if you want that feature.
Yeah.
I don't like buying cars a la carte.
Nope.
But evidently, if you opt in for that $12,000 self-driving option, they have added a new option. You have three profile options if you have the self-driving option. Number one, chill. Number two, average. And they've just introduced assertive mode.
Ooh. I want to know if when you buy like a piece of electronics, do they give you the charge kit right there that you can plug in? Or do you have to buy that separately?
I think you got to get an SD card.
Yeah.
And not just any.
No. Got to have the right gigabytes. Oh, that changed his mood again because he's getting defensive because he knows he's guilty.
No, because I didn't do one damn thing wrong. You got twisted your way. You got twisted your way.
I can't. When you calm down, I'll turn your mic back on.
He is in a mood today.
Yep.
And I won't allow it.
No.
Because when he goes down that...
It's almost like he's menstruating.
When he goes down that damn rabbit hole...
Yep.
And you've seen it before.
I've seen it.
I nip that at the bud.
Right now.
And finally, two women couldn't open their new blender.
Why?
Because their cats wouldn't stop sitting on the box.
Come
on. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. I'd like to have a little bit of laughter.
Sit, right here. Kit. Sit. Sit. Get your butt down. All the way down.
Notice no
Good
time for
sit.
Emails
Good
today.
Sit, Kit.
We're running late. We're running late all because of Junior. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
There's a new survey out asking people what they can't get enough of. The answers, sunshine, fun, and cuddles and hugs.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
What?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we're sick of.
Top things we're sick of.
Lists.
Sick of it.
Comic book movies where the villain tells the superhero how much they're alike. By now, Batman should just say, I know, Joker, because you pointed this out in the previous 12 movies.
Yep. Look at this guy.
Tributes to Betty White. She can't hear you.
No. I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Intimate details about Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's marriage.
Sick of it. Gosh.
What do I do?
Fitness trackers. We already have something that berates us for not getting off the couch. It's called a wife.
Yeah.
Gay! The constant questions at the gas pump. Cash your credit. Are you a fuel rewards member? Do you want to join? I'm at Exxon, not Gitmo.
Look at this, y'all.
Emotional support pets. If you have to cuddle with an iguana to fly from Dallas to Sacramento, you probably shouldn't fly.
Go lie down. It's the last time I'm going to tell you.
And get
that cellophane out of your ass.
And finally, the very top thing we're sick of.
Yes.
Podcasts.
Yes.
There's a reason you never made it in radio. You have nothing to say.
And I eat that on a cracker, dude.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips. We got prizes for you. Your job is to identify the film. We're going to take the actors from the 1989 Batman movie. A lot of big stars, other roles they played. Your job is to name the movie. We're Stan and Haney.
When are we going to talk about plane crashes?
It's coming up.
Okay.
Don't worry. I have it right on my list.
All right.
Find time for plane crashes.
Yep.
I don't know where we're going to put it yet, but it's coming up.
Okay, I trust you.
Right.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We're going to give you a chance to win here in just a second. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. I'll go over the prizes, but first we've got to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. And it is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers in Cape Coral. Okay, just one thing on the board, and it's Fort Myers crash, 12,000 block of Gateway Boulevard. That's all that's on the board right now. You are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. Today, we look at the movie, the Tim Burton 1989 Batman movie. That started it all. A lot of big stars in that movie. And they also starred in a lot of other films. Your job is to identify a film that they starred in elsewhere. I'll play it for you. You got to identify the film. I'll give you the actor. I'll give you the part they played in the Batman movie. Play a movie clip. You tell me the movie. If you answer correctly and are the first person to do so, you'll have your choice of the following prizes. Winner's choice. $50 to the pewter mug. Pair of tickets or a family four-pack of tickets to the Florida Everblades. The Food Truck Wars are coming February 9th at the German-American Social Club in Cape Coral. Food trucks galore, February 5th. Got a pair of tickets for that if you'd like. And you don't even have to come down here or wait for it in the mail. You're on a guest list. The Barber Bee Man is hosting something that sounds really cool. It's going to be on the 23rd, the Gulf Coast Symphony Led Zeppelin Tribute. We'll put you on a guest list for a pair of tickets. $25 to the Metro Diner. That's where the locals eat. We have a gift certificate to Alligator Bay Rum Distillery in Punta Gorda. And if you like the shaved ice, and who doesn't? Vampire Penguin, shaved ice, Vanderbilt, and Coconut Point. Those are your prizes.
You know what I can't get out of my mind?
What?
That woman who daily would fill up the dehumidifier.
Yeah, I know.
It's
rough.
Having a hard time getting past that one.
Had a guy here, I guess he's in the business, he says, deals with it on a daily basis.
Good Lord.
The first actor that we're going to play a movie clip from...
I think it took a piece of my soul.
I know. ...is an actor by the name of Pat Hingle. In the 1989 Batman movie, he played Commissioner Gordon.
He was in a ton of stuff.
And he was in a ton of stuff. He was a buddy of Clint Eastwood's, a marvelous character actor who played so many roles. Your job is to name the movie he's in here. Name this movie and win a prize.
I now declare the quick draw competition open. Yeah! Each man who enters the contest will fight once a day.
Yes.
Anybody can challenge anybody. The time of the fight will be pulled from the hat. For the duration of the contest, every fighter is entitled to whatever he wants, courtesy Mr. Harris. But the man who wins the contest gets this. $123,000. Compliments, Mr. Harrod and Wells Fargo. All right, gentlemen, what do you say? Do we have any real gunmen in this room?
That's a matter of opinion.
Do we? Yes.
Name the movie. Phone lines are now released. 277-9600. The great actor, Pat Hingle. Played Commissioner Gordon in the Batman movie, but what movie was that? He was in a lot of them. Name it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ken.
Ken, can you name the movie?
Is it Silverado?
No. No, it is not. Ahoy, who's this?
Eric from Olga.
What's your first name?
Eric.
Eric, can you name it?
The Quick and the Dead.
It is The Quick and the Dead. Gene Hackman, Sharon Stone, a young DiCaprio.
Yes.
What would you like?
I know you didn't mention it, but can I please have a bobblehead?
Do we have Bobblehead Jr.? Yep, we got it. Hold on, buddy. Nice job. Hold on.
Well, he said the magic word.
Yes. Can I please have a bobblehead? Please. Please and thank you. They're called the magic words. If animals could talk, you'd hear the fishes and the birds.
And at this point, if we had an extended budget, there'd be a whole musical number going on about it.
Yep.
But we don't. So let's make do.
Kim Basinger played...
In her day.
Played Vicki Vale, the femme fatale, in the 1989 Batman movie. She was beautiful. She starred in a few other movies. And here's one of them. Name the movie.
Patchett's running whores. Cut to look like movie stars. Judging by his address, probably something bigger on the side. He doesn't want any attention.
That's right. Our motives are selfish. So we're cooperating.
So cooperate, Miss Bracken. Why was Susan Leffert to the Night Owl?
I don't know. I never heard of the Night Owl till today.
How did she meet Patchett?
Pierce meets people. Sue came on a bus with dreams of Hollywood, and this is how they turned out. Thanks to Pierce, we still get to act a little.
Tell me about Pierce.
He's waiting for you to mention money.
You want some advice, Miss Bracken?
It's Len.
Miss Bracken, don't ever try to bribe me or threaten me, or I'll have you and Patchett up to your ears.
I remember you from Christmas Eve. You have a thing for helping women, don't you, Officer White?
Maybe I'm just curious.
There's blood on your shirt. Is that an integral part of your job?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
When they deserve it.
Did they deserve it today?
I'm not sure.
But you did it anyway.
Yeah. Just like the half dozen guys you screwed today.
Well, actually, it was only two.
Name the movie. 277-9600. The ex-Mrs. Alec Baldwin. Kim Basinger. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sergio.
Sergio, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing, man?
Good, pal. Can you name the movie?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Nope. Oh. Ahoy, who's this?
Jim.
Jim, can you name it?
Is it L.A. Confidential?
It is L.A. Confidential. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'm thinking the food truck.
Yeah, Food Truck Wars. Get you a pair of tickets for that happening February 5th at the German-American Social Club. Hold the line. I'll send you over to Junior, and he'll get you set up for it, okay?
Thanks.
You betcha, buddy. Hold on. Jack Nicholson. He played the Joker in the 1989 Batman film. Needless to say, he was in a lot of other movies.
You don't say.
Got a carload of Academy Awards, too. I don't think he won an Academy Award for this one. But name the movie. Win a prize.
So, Dave, tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm an executive assistant at a major pet products company.
Dave? I don't want you to tell us what you do. I want you to tell us who you are.
Oh, all right. I'm a pretty good guy. I like playing tennis on occasion.
Also, not your hobbies, Dave. Just simple. Tell us who you are.
I just... Maybe you could give me an example of what a good answer would be. What did you say?
You want Lou to tell you who you are.
No, I just, I'm a nice, easygoing man. I might be a little bit indecisive at times.
Dave, you're describing your personality. I want to know who you are.
I don't know what the hell you want me to say. I mean, I'm sorry, I want to answer your question. Just not doing it right, I guess.
I think we're getting a picture, Dave. Let's move on.
But who are you, Junior?
Yeah, but who are you, Junior? Who really are you?
Why don't you just move on? Okay?
Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Doug.
Doug, can you name the movie?
I believe that's Anger Management.
It is Anger Management. You are absolutely correct. Nice job. What would you like?
The Pewter Mug.
Done. Hold on. That's it for the Pewter Mug today. People love the Pewter Mug. I know it. I know. But they only give us so many to give away a month. And I wind up giving it away like candy.
You can't help
it. But I can't help it. What's the last one? Michael Keaton. He played Batman, believe it or not. He did, and he did a good job of it. or Bruce Wayne slash Batman. He's been in a lot of movies. I think he's got an Academy Award under his belt. Name this movie that Michael Keaton was in and win a prize. Simple as that.
Strange. Special forces, right?
This what you step, detective. There are three things I love in this world. Kylie Minogue. Small dimples just above a woman's buttocks.
Beautiful features.
And the fear in a man's eye who knows I'm about to hurt him.
Hey! Shake your this pissing contest is over. All right, boy. Return your shoes. And return your weapons. Here you go, Terry. Alan, someone was nice enough to put a linseed oil in it, some kind of stain on that, dark walnut or something. You might want to think about dropping him a thank you note.
Okay. You're mad at us, huh, Gene?
First off, don't call me Gene. I'm your captain. Guys, do you remember the Be Smart speech?
Sure. All right. Then what'd you do? What'd you do about it?
The opposite. We were not smart, Captain Gene.
It's just Captain.
It's just Captain. It's not Captain Gene. I don't have a kiddie show. It sounds creepy, Captain Gene.
It does. Michael Keaton. What movie was that? 277-9600. Hold on a second. Do I have a cough switch? No.
I got you.
Appreciate that. How long is Biden going to be on TV babbling?
Normally, the hook has come out by now.
Yep.
Those poor kids.
He's in Georgia, isn't he?
I don't know where he's got a captive audience, and that guy to the back left has not moved.
No, they're all sitting there like mannequins. Name that Michael Keaton movie and get yourself a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, okay, buddy?
Yep.
And your name?
Mike.
Mike, can you name the movie?
The Other Guys.
It is The Other Guys. Great film. What would you like?
Can you repeat that again? I would always go for Pewter Mug, but...
We're done with the Pewter Mug today. Too many given away today. I won't have any for the rest of the month. I got Everblades tickets. I got tickets to the Food Truck Wars coming to the German-American Social Club. I've got the Gulf Coast Symphony Led Zeppelin tribute at the Barbara B. Mann. I've got Metro Diner. That's where the locals eat. I've got Alligator Bay Rum Distillery in Punta Gorda, and I got Vampire Penguin Shaved Ice.
I'll try the Metro Dining.
Yeah, you're going to like that place. I like it, the Metro Diner. Hold on. I think and that's it for the Metro Diner. One more. And the Batman film, they all had cameos from superstars.
Oh, so not just stars.
Superstars. And one of the cameos that was in the original Batman movie in 1989 was the character who played Two-Face. None other than a guest on this show, Mr. Billy D. Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to identify another film that he was in. And I'm going to tell you right now, I want the exact title. So, of course, Billy D. Williams, Mr. Colt 45 himself, Two-Face in the Batman movie. Name this movie he was in, and I need the exact title.
Leo sent me a transmission. We need a Tobias.
Okay.
How'd you find us?
Wookiees stand out in a crowd. It's good to see you too, old buddy.
This is General Lando Calrissian.
We know who he is, 3PO.
It is an honor, General.
General Calrissian, we're looking for Exegol.
Of course you are. Only two were made.
A Sith Wayfinder. Luke Skywalker came here to find one.
I know. I was with him. Luke and I were tailing an old Jedi hunter, Ochi of Bastoon. He was carrying a clue that could lead to a Wayfinder. We followed the ship halfway across the galaxy, here. When we got to his ship, it was abandoned. No clue, no Wayfinder.
Is Ochi's ship still here?
It's out in the desert where he left it.
We need to get to that ship. Search it again.
I got a bad feeling about this. Ochi's ship is out past Lurch Canyon. Go.
Thank you, General.
You too, Chewie.
Leia needs pilots, General.
My flying days are long gone. But do me a favor. Give Leia my love.
You should give it to her yourself. Thank you.
Nothing goes down quite so smooth as a cool Colt 45 malt liquor.
Is that the coolest guy ever?
Coolest guy ever. The coolest guy ever. I need the exact title of that movie.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I don't need to know the episode. I need to know the title of the movie. Because I think, what are we up to? And I'm not a warzy like Junior is, but we're up to 9. What the hell? Give me the title of the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Amaya from Naples.
Hi, Amaya. How are you? Have you called this show before?
I've called one time.
Yeah, I recognize you called for your boyfriend so he could win the prize, didn't you?
I think so.
Yeah, I remember you. Can you name the movie, Maya, that Billy Dee Williams is in there?
Ooh, is it Star Wars Return of the Jedi?
No, it is not.
Aww.
No, it is not. No.
See, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Junior knows it. Junior knows it.
Oh, I know it.
And how does that benefit you?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't get me anywhere in life.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, name the movie.
Star Wars Legend of Roadhouse.
No.
That's what I was going to say.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Frank.
Frank, name it.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Nope.
Wow, really?
It is not.
Mm-mm.
No, it is not.
No. What are you, nuts?
Ahoy, who's this?
Steve.
Steve, turn your radio down, okay?
You got it, buddy.
Name the movie.
We're going to go The Force Awakens.
No.
Wow.
No.
And you know what my answer
is? And I'm doing it for the warsies.
You know what my answer would be?
What?
Honestly, where I filed it?
What?
One of the later ones.
Yes! I think the latest. Am I right? Am I wrong?
And I don't even know what it's
called. I'm not going to confirm or deny.
Okay.
No, even if it is.
Yeah.
You could tell me, yeah, that's the latest one. I don't know.
I wouldn't know. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Carolyn.
Carolyn, name it.
That would be Star Wars The Emperor Strikes Back.
No, it's not.
Then there's no such thing
as the Emperor. Ahoy, who's this?
This is James.
James, you're going to be the last person to try to name this.
To me, you got...
Then I'm going to go to Junior.
You got the original three, yep. And then everything that came after.
Name the movie.
Star Wars Rise of Skywalker?
It is! You are absolutely right. What would you like?
I'll do the Everblaze ticket.
You got them, buddy. And find a game, either a pair of tickets or 4 tickets that you'd like to go to. Junior will take the much-needed care and time to find the tickets for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy, hold on. There you go. Any outro, please? Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
I thought that came out in 77.
I didn't.
That was all about the rise of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, but this was different.
Yeah, because it's about a girl, and that's where we lost interest. And they said, hey, stop making them
Yeah.
They've had enough. We'll have to wait a couple of years before we can pull the wool over their eyes again. And that concludes Stan's tribute to the Batman movie of 1989. Tune in next week when he'll choose another film with actors that have done other movies.
Yeah.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Mommy, there's something I've wanted to talk to you about for a long time. It's your smoking. It's bad for you, and I'm afraid it will make you sick. I can't get close to you anymore to share secrets. Because, well, your breath stinks. So that's why I decided to get this handgun and shoot you in the leg. Sorry, Mommy. But this is for your own good.
Honey, what was that noise?
And you, Dad.
Oh, my God. Jimmy.
You may not be a smoker.
Put the gun down, son.
But I've seen you bring home cigarettes from the store to give to Mom. And with cigarettes in your front pocket, I can't get close to you anymore.
No.
Sorry,
no,
Dad.
No, give Daddy the...
Gotta go.
The Surgeon General has determined that smoking may be hazardous to your health. Isn't it time you stopped smoking? Do it for them. Do it for yourself.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday afternoon. So, Junior, I'm going to ask you again. Take down the picture of yourself from 10 years ago, unless you choose to share it with everybody else.
Who is that?
He's got, look at it, he zoomed in.
Looks like
in.
A psycho.
Yeah, he's got messed up eyes.
Not the round, jolly face we're used to.
He's like a little string bean. Enrique from our Spanish station came by. He said he looks like a used car salesman.
Well, that's because of that. He was wearing a cheap tie.
Yeah.
Must have been where he had to accept some award for having a great grade point average.
Oh, that's about right. Yeah. Wait, no, actually, no. That was from 10 years ago. So that was after I dropped out. So that's not true.
Well, what award were you getting?
Yeah, you were getting some kind of award. Couldn't you get somebody to take the picture for you? You're taking it in a mirror, holding the phone up like a girl.
That was probably like a pre-funeral selfie.
I got a tie on. Yeah, I may better as take well a picture.
It's like, oh, I look sexy.
Yeah.
Right before this funeral.
When's the next time I'm going to wear a tie? Better take advantage.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
I'll wear one again till the next funeral.
Yep. It's counting down the days.
Somebody tied it for you, didn't they?
Yep.
No, man, I know how to tie a tie.
We need a necktie. Go find a salesman that's got a necktie on, and we'll see if you can tie a tie, and I'll tie a tie, and Haney will tie a tie.
I know how to tie a tie.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Single, double Windsor? Which one?
Half Windsor.
No such thing as a half Windsor.
Yeah, there is.
I don't think so. Let's get you updated.
What about a triple Lindy?
Oh. What?
You wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, there is a half Windsor, yeah.
There is? What does that look like?
It looks
like
boss.
A traffic. Brought to you
by... I think it's called a clip-on.
Yep.
I think it's called Let's Do Traffic.
You wore a clip-on tie, didn't you?
No, man.
Oh, that looks like how I tie a tie.
Yeah.
So is that a half Windsor?
That's supposedly a half Windsor.
That's a half Windsor. It even says at the bottom of the screen, half Windsor knot.
I don't like it. There's no definition to it. There's no dimple in the tie. No.
And it always goes to one side.
That's because he didn't tie it well. Do you want me to go find the tie right now?
No.
Yeah, because you don't believe me.
You know what?
No, it's because it would give you an excuse to go F off for the rest of the show. We won't see you.
And that's a good thing.
Sometimes, yes. Firehouse.
By the way,
subs, yes,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Stan. It's going to be a busy day for you tomorrow.
Not necessarily here on the show.
No, I'm just going to go out and hit the town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you advance notice so that you're not crestfallen when I tell you tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, soften the blow.
Yeah.
Right.
Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Let's start in Vokelia. Got a crash, 5,000 block of Sesame Drive at the Pine Island Center. Lehigh Acres crash, 1400 block of Lee Boulevard, right by the Esmeralda Cuban Bakery.
Ooh.
Love a good Cuban bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And in beautiful Estero, a crash, Corkscrew Road and Three Oaks Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 25 minutes or so. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, January 11th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
You know, we just finished up a movie segment.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 15 highest grossing 1980s movies, only three have not had a remake, sequel, or prequel.
One of them I know is E.T.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the rest.
I don't blame you. The other two?
Yeah.
Tootsie and Rain Man.
No need for either.
Rain Man, part two.
No need. Here's the cool thing.
Gotta watch Judy. Gotta watch Judge Judy. See, that's different.
Yeah. Then Judge Wapner. Here's what you got to do. If you ever see that movie, when they go to Las Vegas, there's a lot of footage of, 1988, whenever that movie was made, of Las Vegas. And you and I, because we tend to go out there, you won't believe how different it looks. And the hotels that are long gone.
It's different every time.
Every time.
You may or may not be aware of this, but there is a significant LSD shortage in the United States. And there has been for more than a decade. It's because it's virtually impossible to get one of the ingredients required to make it.
Mm.
That would be a chemical compound called ergo-alkaloid.
Ah. That's wild stuff right there. That.
Oof. Stan, I want to tell you about a small town in Alaska.
Okay.
It's called Whittier, Alaska.
Okay.
And what do you picture?
I picture just a perfect a village with a lot of snow, and in the background, the mountains. Maybe at Christmas time, it's spectacular with a real horse-drawn sleigh for people to enjoy, and maybe a little pub that you can walk in, and you know, they got hooks there to leave your jacket and take your boots off, and crackling fire.
Here's reality. Whittier, Alaska has a population of 270 people, all of whom live in one 14-story building that used to be an army barracks.
That's no way to live. am I looking at that right now? What am I looking at? Where's the building?
All the way in the back.
Oh.
The tallest one.
The only one.
That's no way to live.
I like your description.
I like mine, too. Like one of them just Thomas Kincaid pictures.
Sleigh bells ringling, ding, ding, tingling, too.
Yep.
You never think about summer in Alaska when the hordes of mosquitoes take over.
Are there a lot of mosquitoes in Alaska in the summertime?
Oh, yeah.
So I was talking to a friend of ours who used to live in Alaska, and he was talking about how high temps for the day would be like 80. That would be it. It would be really hot for them, 80. A lot of mosquitoes?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I guess there's not a lot of pesticides.
Nope. None.
Bugs are free to do what they want.
Like Minnesota.
What?
And what they want is to bite you.
Yeah, what about Minnesota?
We're
talking about Alaska.
Yeah, Minnesota's crazy with mosquitoes.
He has something to say, Stan.
Yeah dude. And damn
just wanted to pitch in.
We're going to let him say it.
Yeah. Minnesota.
Okay. When you can contain yourself, I'll turn your mic back on. He's hand flailing right now.
Jazz hands?
Yep.
Has he thrown his hat down?
Not yet. He refuses to do that.
There it goes! Right there! Several years ago, Stan.
Yeah.
You and I took a lot of pride in our repopularization of the Diablo sandwich.
We did.
And we proved it could work. And corporate America has taken notice. Mm. Arby's latest menu item?
Don't. It's a Diablo sandwich?
It's the Diablo Dare sandwich.
Dare what?
They claim the Diablo Dare sandwich is so hot.
How hot is it?
That by law, they have to give you a complimentary milkshake to go with it for your safety. Now, there is a brisket version, as you can see.
Yeah.
And a chicken version.
Well, you'd eat the brisket version.
Well, normal people would, Stan. Yeah. That's a given. They both have 5 spicy ingredients.
And they are?
They come with a spicy seasoning.
Is not known what it is. It's just that they call it a seasoning.
Yeah, proprietary. Ghost pepper jack cheese.
Woo!
Diced jalapenos.
Now, there's no way in the world I'd eat that.
And Diablo barbecue sauce made with 4 different types of peppers. And a Diablo bun packed with chipotle pepper flakes. This is the kind of thing that Junior would order 2 of them.
Yeah.
Wolf them down and then wonder what happened to him.
And that he doesn't feel good.
Me and Maria are going to eat them tomorrow for lunch.
Yeah, who's picking them up?
Maria. I told her I'm not paying for it.
Oh, there's Junior in a nutshell.
So?
Yeah, she's going to pay for them. I'm not paying for it.
Hell
but
yeah,
but you're going to eat it, aren't you?
Well, yeah, free food. I said, yeah, I'll definitely eat it. You buy it.
They realize that the best they can hope for is to get a bunch of impulse buys quickly.
I.e., you're looking at them over there.
Because it's available for a limited time through February 6th.
I mean, that's
we can't sell you the sandwich without the milkshake, because you're going to need it.
Yeah. I just don't know. I couldn't eat that. I wouldn't even want to try to eat that.
Well, I don't think you're the target audience.
I'm not.
I think he is.
Yep. Impulse.
It's called free.
Yeah.
You know, ever since Stan moved out of town, he moved to the country.
Yeah. North Fort Myer.
And it's a trade-off. He enjoys gracious country living.
I do.
But he's lost some of the benefits of city folk.
Yep, some of the amenities.
Every morning, and he was like a Gold Star customer, he'd go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
But he can't do that now.
There isn't one near me on my way.
So as he admitted earlier in today's show, he brews his own coffee now.
Yep.
Out of necessity.
Yep.
Well, here's an idea for you. The good people at Hostess have been selling Twinkie-flavored Keurig pods for several years. But if you've ever thought, that's good, but is there a way I could make my coffee even Twinkier?
Now there is.
Now there is. Now they've introduced Twinkie-flavored creamer to go with your Twinkie-flavored coffee.
Is it a Carnation product?
The brand International Delight is selling it.
Yeah, I know them too.
They stress it's an official version, not a knockoff. It's available for a limited run now, only available until July. Which means
this?
They made it in one batch.
Yeah.
I like fresh creamer.
Yeah, you know that stuff's been sitting around.
Hostess actually called for this a few years ago, or at least the person running their Twitter did. Back in 2017, they posted a doctored photo of what Twinkies creamer might look like, and they begged, quote, the coffee gods to make it happen. And they got their wish. And soon that's all anyone will drink. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we discussed this earlier. I don't know anybody that owns a Tesla.
I don't either.
Never ridden in one. It's foreign territory to me.
I'd like to go for a ride in one.
I only know what I read, and what I read are things like that if you want the self-driving option, that you got to cough up $10,000 a year, which they just raised to $12,000. And they've added a new option to the self-driving program that now gives you three options to choose from. Because if your car is driving itself,
yeah.
Well, what kind of driver do you want?
Fair enough.
You have three profile options.
Okay.
Number one is chill.
No, that's not me.
No, I picture that puttering along. Then there's average.
Come on.
And finally, they offer the setting assertive.
Bingo.
And there is a summary under assertive that explains what this option does. It says the assertive option shortens your, quote, follow distance. In other words, you've just enabled tailgating.
Yep.
It also does, quote, more frequent lane changes.
Yep.
And basically the only goal on this setting is to get you to the fast lane and stay there.
Yeah, it's idiot mode.
It also allows for what they call rolling stops.
Right on.
It's what they call the California stop at a stop sign, where you're almost stopped, but hey, why waste time?
Right, because you got to feel a full stop. You feel the car come back. You feel it come back.
Last one, the rolling stops, getting a lot of attention, because to some people it sounds like they're breaking the law.
Right.
It's not clear if Tesla is intentionally encouraging its cars to do anything illegal, but who knows? One fan on Twitter joked they should have called it road rage mode.
Yep. Idiot mode.
You know, if there's one thing we've learned about women over the years,
They're all crazy and capable of anything.
And they love their cats.
They sure do.
Two women in Canada got all motivated and ordered a Vitamix on Black Friday.
Well, that's a good machine.
It arrived shortly afterward, but tragically, the two women, even working in concert, have been unable to use it. As a matter of fact, the two women together can't even get the box open.
Why?
Because their three cats won't stop sitting on the unopened box.
I got a way to get them off.
Well, they don't, Stan. And if you care, we have the names of the cats.
Here we go.
First is Max. Second is George, Destroyer of Worlds. And the final feline, Lando Calrissian.
Ah, look at everything's tying in today.
The women have been documenting the standoff with their cats on Facebook. And a few days ago, they finally gave up. Not to the cats. They did the only thing they could do at that point.
What?
They sent a message to the good people over at Vitamix requesting three empty Vitamix boxes so that perhaps they can trick the cats to move to the empty boxes and they can finally use their $500 blender.
Try maybe $600 blender.
Vitamix actually responded and caved into the cat's demands.
This is ridiculous.
And sent them the empty boxes.
This is ridiculous. I can get the cat off the box in seconds.
Me too.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you must understand, Stan, the story is not whether you or I could get the cat off the box. It's whether the two ladies could get them off the box.
They live together?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'd just be proving how cruel we really are.
Right.
That's why they don't have a man around for situations just like that.
Sure.
So that they can wait weeks to use the new blender. Yeah. Involve the company and a lot of shipping, and then it'll be okay. You see, our way works. Exactly. A 60-year-old gent named Michael McClellan was arrested in Mobile, Alabama last week because for some reason he decided it'd be a great idea to try and steal a set of bleachers from a public park.
That's stupid.
There were two sets of metal bleachers sitting next to some tennis courts. He hooked one of them to the trunk of his car and dragged it down the street. To give you an idea of how big they are still attached to his car. Jeez. And there are five rows of bleachers that look like they could seat at least 20 people.
What the hell?
This all happened in broad daylight. As you might imagine, an officer pulled Michael over after observing his car dragging the bleachers at about 12:20 in the afternoon. Believe it or not, he made it about a mile and a half before anybody said anything. It's not clear what he wanted the bleachers for or where he was taking them, but he is facing charges for first-degree theft. How are we doing today?
Howdy.
I got my license, registration, insurance right here, officer. You have any idea why I pulled you over? No, sir. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, January 11th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. You know, when you cheer on Team USA as they go for the gold, you want to catch all the action anywhere with Xfinity Internet and mobile.
You want to watch Nathan Chen land gravity-defying, mind-bending, jaw-dropping jumps at home with a reliable connection even when everyone's online.
Yep, you want to watch Jamie Anderson nail high-flying, mind-blowing 720 spinning tricks on the go with nationwide 5G on the most reliable network.
You want to experience every what just happened. I can't believe my eyes. Wow, this is so awesome moment wherever you are.
You want Xfinity Internet and mobile together.
Get fast and reliable internet for just $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract.
And ask how to get 12 times the speed for the same internet price when you add Xfinity Mobile.
So go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where the experts say we know is in fact it's going to be.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. It is greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your Tuesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations. Fort Myers in Cape Coral. Just one thing on the board of note. Fort Myers, a crash, 14,000 block of 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. And you are up to date.
Well, I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, knew how to do, I could 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 do. They tell me you're running free, your days are never blue. Well, I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had to do, I could 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 do. I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and got girls in the back. Yeah, the way in the back, you got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness. You had to do, I could 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 do. I'm a do, 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 I'm a
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
You need to stop it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right this
second. I didn't do one thing wrong, bro.
Of course you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You ever notice? No, this is Psychology 101.
Oh, Mr. Psychology coming in.
When
all right.
You and I were going at it because we were, having an animated discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you brought it up, about the recorder. And he immediately got defensive about it, and to the effect that it changed his whole mood. If he was confident in his standpoint, he would support it and try to make it right. But because he got so defensive, there's something going on there. I think he took your $59.
You know what? I wonder if
I took his $59 so I could buy that crap.
Wonder if Brian Flores ever reacted
like that. Will you
lay
off Brian Flores?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm just saying.
let's
If I was the boss, football team, radio, or otherwise, yeah. and I'm hearing shenanigans like
yeah,
this,
yeah.
going, hey, I, no matter how talented the guy is, you know, there's lines.
Yeah. I'll turn your mic back on if you're going to be civil.
You'd be a good boy?
Yeah, I could be civil.
No, he's not ready yet. You ready?
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah.
No, that's a condescending attitude. You ready?
I'm sorry, guys.
Still very condescending.
Well, we keep trying to break him of it, but we can't.
No.
Because the world revolves around him.
Yeah.
Yeah, lost cause, right?
What?
No, no, no.
Remember, is that what you come back with?
Grab bag. Wow. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples.
Stan, over the years we've been dealing with Junior, I'm just asking you as a disinterested neutral party.
Extremely disinterested.
Yes. Would you say that I have on many occasions both verbalized and demonstrated that I am fond of him?
Yes, you have.
That I hope that he is successful.
Yes.
I want to give him the tools to
yes.
be successful.
Yep.
I'm just trying to figure out where I've gone wrong.
Well, when people are backed into a corner, they resort back to their own instincts, and that's
rat-like behavior.
Yep, yes, and then he gets defensive about something that he, on the face, says he's very confident about.
Well, he wouldn't throw his hat on the ground.
No, because that means he broke to your will.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to give you what you want.
Again, I'll keep your microphone on if
you can behave. Two words. Behave.
How about them Georgia Bulldogs?
How about them?
And one more play for the Georgia defense.
How about them dogs?
On the mountaintop. Demons be gone and the drought is over. National champions at long last.
Darn right they were.
Yep, well, you know, kudos to Alabama in a rebuilding year.
Yeah, because they're favored to win it next year already. Here's Kirby Smart accepting the national championship trophy last night.
The national championship trophy to Coach Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs.
There's going to be some property torn up in Indianapolis tonight, baby! Paraphrasing the great
There's
going to
be
Munson
some property torn up tonight, baby.
Look at these fans and the people that travel that came up here with confidence that we were going to take this thing over. I can't tell you how many people reached out to me and believed. And you know who really believed? All these men right here. We told them before the game, we're burning the boats. The only way home is through them. And that's the only way you're getting home, and they did it.
Very violent speech. Tearing things up, burning boats.
Yeah. You'd be hard-pressed to know that was a football coach.
Yep.
You'd think it was someone that had just cheated death and won the war.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.